In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome, dear friends, to Pointing to the Saviour of the World on this fifth Sunday of Easter. Brothers and sisters, you and I am sure, are absolutely amazed at how plants grow. Little seeds, sometimes invisible to the human eye, even without attention, and sometimes even overnight, sprout and cover the whole place, even out of control at times. The readings this Sunday remind us of the great strength and power we possess when we are attached to, united to God, the eternal vine. We have the life force of the Lord flowing through us. Our strength comes from our union with Christ, our brother and saviour. In the first reading, despite threats to his life, anchored in the love of his brothers and sisters in the early church and united in the love of God, Saul, the persecutor, becomes a convert and preaches in the name of Jesus, the risen Saviour. St. John, in the second reading, says, "Whoever keeps his commandments lives in God, and God lives in him." Anchored and rooted in the love of the Father, our lives become beautiful, and without him, we are absolutely nothing. The Gospel speaks about bearing fruit. Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches." If the branch is united to the vine, it bears fruit. Dear friends, God calls us to make his message real in the world. He calls us to bring his love to the world. He is not calling us just to be in his presence. He is calling us to use his presence to transform the world. Husbands and wives, parents and children, neighbors and friends, priests and laity. We are all called to live the only life that matters so completely that others are attracted to that life. Within the home, in the workplace, within the neighborhood, and within the world. Are we ready for this? A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Saul got to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him. They could not believe he was really a disciple. Barnabas, however, took charge of him, introduced him to the apostles, and explained how the Lord had appeared to Saul and spoken to him on his journey, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. Saul now started to go round with them in Jerusalem, preaching fearlessly in the name of the Lord. But after he had spoken to the Hellenists and argued with them, they became determined to kill him. When the brothers knew, they took him to Caesarea and sent him off from there to Tarsus. The churches throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria were now left in peace, building themselves up, living in the fear of the Lord, and filled with the consolation of the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You, Lord, are my praise in the great assembly. You, Lord, are my praise in the great assembly. My vows I will pay before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and shall have their fill. They shall praise the Lord, those who seek him. May their hearts live forever and ever. You, Lord, are my praise in the great assembly. All the earth shall remember and return to the Lord. All families of the nations worship before him. They shall worship him, all the mighty of the earth. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust. You, Lord, are my praise in the great assembly. And my soul shall live for him. My children serve him. They shall tell of the Lord to generations yet to come, declare his faithfulness to peoples yet unborn. These things the Lord has done. You, Lord, are my praise in the great assembly. A reading from the first letter of Saint John. My children, our love is not to be just words or mere talk, but something real and active. Only by this can we be certain that we are children of the truth and be able to quieten our conscience in his presence, whatever accusations it may raise against us, because God is greater than our conscience and he knows everything. My dear people, if we cannot be condemned by our own conscience, we need not be afraid in God's presence. And whatever we ask him, we shall receive, because we keep his commandments and live the kind of life that he wants. His commandments are these: that we believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ, and that we love one another, as he told us to. Whoever keeps his commandments lives in God, and God lives in him. We know that he lives in us by the Spirit that he has given us. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Make your home in me as I make mine in you. Whoever remains in me bears fruit in plenty. Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory be to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that bears no fruit, he cuts away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes to make it bear even more. You are pruned already by means of the word that I have spoken to you. Make your home in me as I make mine in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit all by itself, but must remain part of the vine, neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Whoever remains in me, with me in him, bears fruit in plenty. For cut off from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is like a branch that has been thrown away. He withers. These branches are collected and thrown on the fire, and they are burnt. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask what you will, and you shall get it. It is to the glory of my Father that you should bear much fruit, and then you will be my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, words and behavior are important components of everyone's life. We communicate with our words. Our behavior reveals a great deal about us as well. It is important that our words are in line with our behavior, because when they are not, we lose the trust and the respect of others. Furthermore, trust and respect are things that everyone needs. Unfortunately, our godless society and culture today no longer cherish these values. There was a time when a person's word was their bond. A verbal agreement and a handshake were all that was required for a contract. Nowadays, verbal contracts and commitments often count for nothing. The scriptures this Sunday have much to teach us about words, behavior, and a person's reputation. The Acts of the Apostles tells us that St. Paul had a difficult time being accepted by the early Christian community. Before his dramatic conversion, Paul had been their enemy, Saul, as he was known then. He went everywhere serving warrants against the outlawed way of Jesus. Christians were not observing the Torah, and they were considered a danger to Judaism. Furthermore, Barnabas spoke on Paul's behalf. Moreover, Paul proved himself to the extent that he had to be rescued from the Jewish authorities. For his own safety, he was sent far away to be able to minister in foreign lands. In his first letter, St. John in the second reading teaches us how we are to prove our love. We prove our love not by our words or by our speech, but by our deeds and the truth. Our actions reveal what is in our mind and our heart. The way we behave indicates the depth of our love for others. So, how do we know that what we think, say, and do are the right things? The answer is in our relationship with God. If we live with God first and foremost in our minds and our hearts, we will know what is good and what is true. Our conscience will tell us when we are heading in the wrong direction. For our conscience is referred to as the voice of God in our deepest selves. In the Gospel of John, Jesus reveals how important it is to live on intimate terms with him. We must be one with Jesus as branches are on the vine that nourishes and sustains them. However, being one with Jesus brings obligations along with it. A Christian disciple must do good for others and help them however we can. Not to do so is to jeopardize our relationship with Jesus. it is to risk being cut off altogether and cast into the fire of damnation. Sometimes we come upon people who live immoral lives and say, "Oh, I know God loves me. I'll be okay." Insufficient. That is not good enough. It is not good enough to just say, "God loves me." God loves us, but we in turn must want a relationship with God. We have to want to be related to God. We have to be united to the vine for His love to flow into us and through us to others. This is what Jesus is speaking about in the Gospel. Knowing where the vine is does not allow the branch to be nourished by the life of the vine. The branches must be part of the vine, grafted onto the vine. God loves us infinitely more than we can imagine, more than parents love their children. If we refuse to enter into our Father's love, then we will not have His life flowing through us. But if we do fight hard to have a union with God, our Father, our merciful Father, if we fight against those negative forces around us and within us, greed, envy, selfishness, anger, hate, these things which try to separate us from God, then we can continue to experience the flow of God's life within us and through us towards others. When we do this, when we are united to the vine, then we can do the work of the Christian. We can draw others to Him. We can bear fruit. We can love and be loved. We can fight against all evil forces trying to keep us from the union with the vine. And so, dear friends, we pray. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who wander through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Sisters and brothers, united in Christ's love, let us offer our prayers to God, our merciful Father. We pray that the Church's love of Christ Jesus will be made real and active in the world. United, we pray, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray that nations at war will achieve lasting peace. United we pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray that the people of our diocese, our parish, and our local community will be one with Christ as branches of the vine, and so bear much fruit. United we pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who have been hurt through the years, that they will find healing. United, we pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray that the sick will receive strength in body and mind. We remember especially Judith, Julia, Maureen, Peter, Michael, Francis. United we pray, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray that those who have gone before us will enjoy eternal rest with Christ in heaven. Remember especially those who died recently and those whose anniversaries occur around this time. United we pray, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For our own intentions and the intentions of those who have asked us to pray for them and the intentions of those who have no one to pray for them, let us offer all this now to Jesus the Vine. Mary, our mother, was always united in love and prayer with her son Jesus. And so we have the courage to ask her to pray with us and for us as we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. God, the vine dresser, Father of mercy, you have grafted us as living branches of Christ the true vine. In union with him, may we glorify you by our words and deeds. Deep within our hearts and high upon a cross, your covenant of love has been revealed. Listen, O Jesus, to our prayer and grant us the joy of your help in days of trouble and the perfection of love at life's end. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us continue, dear friends, to bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you, dear friends, for joining me to listen to the word of God and to pray. Thank you for your continuous support. Please do like and share our video. And if you've not already done so, please subscribe. We finish like we began, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.